Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, Waco, Texas, folks. Waco, Texas was a big thing. Thousands and thousands of people out there yesterday waiting for Trump. And there was a bunch of other stuff going on. And Ted Nugent, and he was there and everything else. And then we posted a picture of Ted Nugent and Marjorie Taylor Greene that we took, and it's all over. It's one of the biggest hits going on Facebook and Twitter, as well as True Social and elsewhere in social media. It's a big thing. It was a great show. Everything was good. Thousands of people of all races, color, creed was there. Really, he had his old stuff, but he added some stuff in there. But we're not going to talk about different things. We got to concentrate on the positive aspects of things, and we got to look forward to the country he's got to take back, and we're going to make America great again. And now, again, my question to our listening audience all over the world: what's wrong about being great in something? What's wrong about following your dreams and succeeding in your dreams and passions and goals? Nothing wrong, except for the left, the Democrats, the Congress. They don't want you to succeed. That's the key. And my PSA to that, it has to do with what's in your heart and soul and the dreams that you have as an individual. We can go out there and follow those dreams and work with the greatest nation on earth. We're the shiny light on the mountain. We can do anything. This country gives you the opportunity as long as we don't have government interference. And that's the key here, because government is interfering on everything. They don't want you. They say this is not your kids. It's their kids. They don't want you to learn reading and writing, arithmetic and math and science and all the other stuff in school. They rather teach you how to be gay when you're not. Nobody's born that. And it's time to stop. We have down in what man is today, there was about 100, maybe 150 people. Some seniors, believe it or not, and they got to be brain deadness. And then the young crowd and the left wing got a communist marching down Wilton Manors in high heels because DeSantis refuses to allow the kids to be taught to be something they're not, and being gay and the CRTs and all that other stuff, because that's all they care about. If they can't get your kids, they can't get anything else, and that's where the fight is. We've been going on and fighting for the school to get good people in the school boards that actually allow parents to participate. One of the things that Trump talked about yesterday was that the parents should vote who the principal should be in the schools, to eliminate CRT and the indoctrinations across the country so we can teach the kids actually get rid of the education in D.C., bring it back to the local level, and let the states, where we were number one in the world back in the 60s or 70s, before Jimmy Carter brought in the national schools and all that educational stuff. That has to stop. Bring it back here. And that's what we do. The idea is to follow your dreams, to grow and to dream. And to bring back parents and the values and the morals and the dignity and self-respect, the unity of it. Parents got to be able to be parents again. You know, bring back the blue laws. Let us have one day a week, either Saturday or Sunday, where the kids and the parents can work together as a team and unite and get that moral compass. We need to bring back love in the families and caring and stuff, but get rid of the criminals, the thugs and the stuff, and the drug dealers and the lowlifes around. We need to make sure that everything that's covered. We need to get rid of these predators, the pedophiles, the stuff that the left loves to support, and get rid of these people. You don't need a pedophilia in your family. You don't need somebody that will attack your child in the family. You don't need that. We have laws on the books that to protect these kids, and we got to follow it through. That's the foundation. That's the future of our children. And the left and the communists, the Democrats, they are communists. They want to take over and control them and allow the parents and tell the parents to go scratch. We, on the other hand, Trump was one of the big things he said, was we as parents should have the right to control our own children because it's ours. It came from us. It's our children. And that's what we need to do. And that's the PSA. Follow your passions. Follow your dreams. Let's make the world great again. Let's make America great again. Let's make this country the best there is once again. And so let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing awesome. Great day.
How you like the little PSA?
I have issues with D.C. and the Congress. I think they're a bunch of morons. They don't do their job. I don't want to hear next time. Such bullshit. Okay? They're voting on a bill to take out TikTok so they control your social media. Oh, yeah. I don't think so. Okay? Kevin McCarthy is a moron. Okay? Okay.
Okay?
Okay. And so
what, I know what you're saying, but I want to tell you something, Scarlett. TikTok is a danger because it's owned by the CCP.
I don't care. They didn't get any control.
So you allow because of free speech, you're going to allow them to take other people's identities.
Well, don't use it. Why do I have to parent everybody?
You don't. What they're trying to do is to make sure that they're
trying to parent everybody because they're stupid. I don't know. I don't use TikTok.
I don't either. It takes a
short time. Okay, so my point is, it's called don't use it. Just like don't
TikTok.
Do drugs. Don't smoke.
Don't be
stupid.
TikTok.
Think before you do. Have a brain. Think. Don't read.
TikTok takes a lot off of your memory. If you do a video, it should be 15 seconds, 30 seconds, or a minute, or whatever the max is. It eats up your memory. a lot in your phone.
Don't give your kids a cell phone. I didn't have one to growing up. I had a brain. I walked around. I had friends. I had a good time. I wouldn't have my face in a plastic piece of shit. Okay? I was out cavorting and having fun and having conversations. Not in an IA, okay? In an artificial intelligence here. I'm sorry. Okay? I don't need a dating app to go out and meet a guy. I can go out and meet a guy. I did. I met many men. I didn't need a program to do that. Okay? I spoke. I looked. I had a conversation.
So you don't like eHarmony either?
No. I don't like any of them. How did I meet you?
We work in the same building.
So there you go.
Yeah. The gentleman in this chat room said the reason why is because TikTok is bad for America. So, and he says hello to everybody.
I think all social media is bad. You have to be immature. It's a cold-hearted piece of crap place. You don't make friends. You do business. It's all about business, okay? And people like the Kardashians and the Hiltons and all of them have brain-dead kids into a place that, so they can do videos to make money. I mean, don't you think that's a little insane?
Yeah, but it's a unique way, and they are doing it. You can't with entrepreneurs. If you can find a way to make millions of dollars doing that, that's fine. There's always going to be customers somewhere. They're doing it through everywhere.
They're doing it through Rumble and TikTok. I am saying, I don't care. I as far as I'm concerned, I don't like the bill.
Okay. That's
freedom
fine.
Freedom of speech. You better believe it. You touch my freedom of speech and First Amendment, I got a problem with it.
Yeah, he goes, by the way, it's fair enough. He goes, it's fair enough that the CCP has police stations here in America, which is true.
Parents are not doing their job.
That is true.
So what?
And that's
I got to be a parent to make sure all these parents have something going on between their ears because they don't know what to do?
That's the thing, and we should take away the phones for certain people. But, again, I understand why they're doing it because, first of all, he's the guy on the chat board, the chat rooms, right? The CCP does have police stations in and around in this country.
Biden let them in.
Right,
let's the problem. The problem is you've got a group of people who are powerful and hungry and evil, who stole an election, who are now destroying our nation, and nobody does nothing about it. So you know what? Whining. I don't want to hear about it. Do something about it.
There are things happening. There are things happening down the line.
Congress isn't doing anything.
Yeah. They have already filed the Petri papers and in the process of doing it. The Senate agreed to go along with
it. When I see it, I'll
believe it. It's all over the media. It's all over the media.
It's not. When I see it, I'll believe it.
But the thing is,
also, what's with this January 6th shit?
January 6th stuff is gone. It's going to be gone within the next few days. Bunch of stuff happening tomorrow and the next day that's going to eliminate a lot of things going on.
Why is not in jail for fraud? Are any of them not in jail for fraud?
They're not going to jail for fraud. They're going to jail for treason. The rest ones are out. They are going to jail for treason.
Every one of them.
So just give it a chance.
Hillary's still free. Even Benghazi is still free. When I see it, I believe it.
In the meantime, we got a couple other things we got to go.
Go ahead.
By the way, you got to praise bringing it, boy, he just said, boy, she has a lot of passion today. Love it. There you go.
Don't you agree with me? Come on.
Yeah, actually, I do.
Please.
I do. You know, we talk and nobody does the work.
I want to see results. End of conversation. Put up or shut up. End of it.
Okay.
I don't see nobody doing their job. I think it's all a where's the dog full of shit bullshit.
Okay, let's start down the line that we have programmed up.
So,
first of all, Trump rally round recap. What do you think?
I loved it. I think the opener when he did the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star Spangled Banner combo, that was beautiful. I've never seen that done. It was so eloquent and beautiful.
And enjoyed
being with it.
Talking about J6, this was what J6 was about. Came from was the J6 anthem that was set up. That it was now number one in the country, in all charts. And while he was doing that, which they didn't show the screen, unless you watch it.
More money.
Yeah,
They're wasting money.
No, it's not. This is what this was, and what this was, the funds that the cost of the record, the songs that the stuff that's going, it goes to the defense of the J6 people, and it's working fine.
And they're still in jail. Tomorrow they'll be released.
Scott, we got breaking news. Tomorrow, the J6 people are being released. The one with the Shaman person is being released.
He's being released tomorrow.
Yeah, he's being released tomorrow. And the rest are coming up by the end of the week.
When I see it, I believe it.
And that was already announced. In fact, Trump announced it yesterday. But there was a bunch of other stuff.
When is Biden and Kamala being arrested, the two whores?
Biden in the next day or two for treason, and Kamala not that long after that.
Okay.
They both lawyered up.
Fine. You know what? The minute they arrest Biden, they're going to swear in Kamala. Just remember that.
I understand. And she's being taken down the same time as Biden. So they'll both be gone in the next few days. Just let it go.
Okay.
Things are happening behind the scenes we can't get into. But
all right.
Trump rally.
Yeah, they're getting paid $174,000 every year.
No, they're their money's been those have been the diet. Those from the J6 committee all have been suspended as far as pay.
Gas is up. Food prices are jacking up. Don't be telling me. Don't.
Okay. All right. Let's get back into the rally. All right. They had before Trump got on, before the ceremony at the beginning.
A lot of speakers.
A lot of speakers in there from Mike Lindell. But before that, the national anthem was played by Ted Nugent. And he had
his own
commentary. And he went after the indoctrination recruitment by the gay community or the stuff in the club of wacko. You know, he's the comment that went in the viral.
But these are state situations. Look what's going on in every state.
Whitmer,
who's into the communist China crap. And where is she? Wisconsin?
No, Michigan.
Michigan, see? You got this. I'm telling you, there is indoctrination and corruption in certain places that is very dangerous.
Yes, and we just arrested 300 people, terrorists, at the southern border yesterday.
Congratulations. Right? Where are we
and we're working
them?
On that.
Okay.
We're putting in Gitmo. anyway,
he's letting all those.
No, the military outside of Milley and the Border Patrol working together away from Biden and Milley and putting in a secret location outside of them. They're not following Biden at all. The Border Patrols, others on ICE are not following. They told Biden to go fuck himself. And if they come and they go arrest him, they're going to do. They're doing their job, and they're doing it properly.
He's a pedophile.
Yeah, I know. He's sexy. How many sexes? Yeah. But then every Democrat.
Did you see the girl in the photo?
Yes.
But meanwhile, let's get back to Ted Nugent. His playing was awesome.
Yes.
You know that,
and,
right? The Star Spangled Banner. He played it beautifully. I don't know what he played in the beginning. It was a bunch of noise to me.
He's playing his
State of the Nation, and the transgender stuff is continuing. The storybook stuff is insane.
Yeah.
It really is.
He calls them, like I call them, nut jobs, and they are mentally ill. There's only
but
two genders, male
them.
Or female.
And
anything in between that's mental.
Parents. Right. Keeping their children safe.
Any parent that tries to transgender their kid should be locked up and throw away the key and take the kids away. That is child abuse and assault.
Our babies, we are failing the babies.
We have opportunities to take care of the babies.
And the federal level cannot tell states what to do. So,
no.
We got these governors and DAs and ADAs and mayors who are pokey in the head. So how do you handle those people?
Okay. Well, pull them out, and they are going to get voted out. But the thing is, what we went on in Florida, what we did in Florida with the parental rights law, the Congress, the Republican Congress voted for the national parental rights law. It passed with every Republican voting for it and every Democrat voted against your parents' rights. Every Democrat supports government control of your kids, not your parents controlling of your kids, even though you gave birth to them. Every Democrat said that's not their kid.
If I was Governor DeSantis and I was the governor of this great state of Florida, I would put a death penalty on anybody who screwed around with our children.
He is doing something like
you
that.
You want to see how fast that would stop?
Mm-hmm.
That would be fear. I would fear them because you need to. These parents are brain dead. I would never take our son. To something so incredibly evil, and that is
like
evil
the drag
what
shows?
They're doing.
Like the drag queen shows.
Really? Do you want me to take our son to a drag show?
No. I don't think any kid was 5 years old. Actually, 2 years old. We had 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds. All the way to 18, none of those should be allowed to go to a drag show. It's another form of indoctrination.
You know what? When we saw the cinema Birdcage with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane, you'd never think today that there are animals that are seeking to claw our babies mentally and physically.
And
I think it should be a death penalty. I think adults can do what they want. 21 and over. You want to destroy yourself. I don't care. They are anyway. They're tattooing their faces. They're doing the wackiest art on themselves. They're so lost in the head. And I'm saying Governor DeSantis needs to create a law of a death penalty if anybody comes near the children or does anything on that level. School? Anywhere.
Okay.
Anywhere.
before we go
but
on to the next,
because I don't think the man will do it. But I'm saying I was governor, I would do it.
I agree with you on that, and I want to take a moment. We're going to change gear for a minute and then get back to what we're talking about. First of all, on April 7th, there's a movie coming out called On the Wing, Prayer. On the Wing, On the Prayer. It's a movie called On the Wing and the Prayer. It's on April 7th. And we could actually be part of it. We have an early showing that we've been invited to on April 2nd. It's coming out this April 7th in theaters. April 2nd, there is an exclusive showing, which I'm part of. I'd like to thank our friend, Aroma Downey.
The premiere of the cinema. That was created. What was it produced by her?
It's a friend. It's worked. She has worked with it. She has friends that are in there. The people in the, it's really interesting. One of the people that's in there, and it's a friend of hers that played in Dallas, the TV show Dallas, the remake one, the last one, and he's in it. He plays a pilot expert. It's based on a true story, and it's really a good movie. It's called On the Wing and a Prayer, and so it's on April 7th, and it's Prime Theaters, Prime, they're doing it, and I urge everyone. Also, at the same time that's coming out, her book, Be an Angel, Roma Downey's book, Be an Angel, it's also coming out. We can purchase everywhere at that point. And I suggest to go both and watch the movie.
Is
website,
or we don't know it? Is Roma Downey on the website?
No, she hasn't. You can pick her up on Twitter.
Okay, anybody wants to find her, she spells her name R-O-M-A, first name Roma, last name Downey, D-O-W-N-E-Y. And if you type in the search engine, you'll find her. And look it up, purchase her book.
It's on Twitter, and it's really good. And yeah, so that's a big thing there, And Balsam is pretty good, I told her last time that we promoted the movie and the book, and she thanked us.
Yes.
And I offered her to come on the show to talk about both, and we'll see if she calls in either today or Wednesday, whatever she wants to do. Same thing with Ted Nugent. I talked to him yesterday and this morning, and he may give us we're setting up a time for him to come on the show. Also, so those are two forbidden door type of things that we do, surprise guests coming on in the next few days, the shows. But now, the other day, that Saturday, Friday, there was terrible weather in Mississippi and Alabama. And the weather, the meteorologist that was doing the weather forecast and for that area and giving everybody the tornado warnings and everything in that area, live said, "Oh, my God, please help us." Because he saw how devastating it looked like an F5 or F5 type of tornado, and it was the debris field wiped out the whole city, whole town, literally. And 25 as of earlier today, it's 25 deaths, probably more than that in the Mississippi and the Alabama area. Also, don't forget there was there were tornadoes that touched down. There were two tornadoes that touched down in and around Los Angeles early in the week. No just damage, but no deaths. So just wild, wacky weather. But this is normal in weather cycles. It happens when you get cold air coming in and hot air coming in, clashing with especially moisture off the Gulf. you're going to get this type of scenario. And we're now in the tornado season, basically, March, April, May, when the bulk weather clashes, the warm and cold clash, you're going to get that. And it happens every year. So
it's real. It's Mother Nature. It's
right.
Not climate change. It's real. It happens all the time. The planet's not out of sync. The snow is not melting. The icebergs are fine. The polar bears are great. It's just Mother Nature. It's real.
Yeah. Yep. So that's a big thing there. So.
You know. Can we go back to the January 6th and the Mark Meadows goof?
Yeah.
So what's that all about?
Nothing. There was a January 6th, there was an independent investigator on January 6th that his time is up anyway this week.
Who appointed to hold it?
Garland appointed last year, but he's only got up to a certain date, and his date, and this week is over. So just before it ends, he's asked Mark Meadows and a couple others to speak to him. They lawyered up. Nothing's going to happen.
Is that the money that's being wasted?
No, it's already allocated from last year's budget. Nothing to do with this year's budget at all.
Speaking of the budget, when does our budget come to be? That we need to pass the budget.
To the debt ceiling and all that by the end of the month of June.
And how is that conversation coming along?
It's going to crash. They're not going to pass it, and you're going to have the debt ceiling.
So
you're going to have to.
Everybody that we owe trillions of dollars to will not be getting that.
Right, it'll be defaulting.
So we'll have no credit in the world. Would that be a correct thought?
No, you'll still get credit in the world. It's just that it won't be.
Are we
going
to go back to the gold standard? Yellen's printing money right in her little press in her office, okay? Shooting out those C-notes. And giving money to everyone. We're saving the banks. We're doing money in crypto. We're doing all of that. Would you agree?
Right. Oh, by the way, to answer, bring a boy, do I know Ted? Yes, I know Ted Nugent. In fact, I was the one that talked Ted Nugent into coming on another one of our friends' radio show, my guest's show, and he came on that show. So he's been working on a bunch of other stuff, but yeah, I know Ted, and that's why if you go to my Facebook page, you see the pictures that we took, you know. And as far as you were 2 miles from the one in L.A., you survived that. A tornado, you never know when a tornado is going to hit. You don't know which way it's going to go and how severe it is. I do know when I was stationed in Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama, they just finished a gym, brand-new gym. They're dedicated during the day, and in the middle of the night we got the alarms going. This is in Huntsville, Alabama, and we had to go into this is the Army. We had to go into the ditches to cover because you go all the way down and go in the ditches. And as soon as the tornado passed, we turned around and looked at the gym. That whole gym was disappeared. It destroyed it. So. Yeah, tornadoes can be very powerful.
Here in Florida.
Florida tornadoes usually zero or one.
We get water off the water, that destroys.
Tornadoes in Florida, usually it's an F0 or an F1, maybe an F2 to max.
What makes it so sad is that the tornadoes took out a whole town.
Yeah.
Not many
that's
people live in the town,
that's,
but it took
no,
out a town,
no,
and it's a loss.
Yeah. Yes, it's a loss.
So we send our condolences and prayers to the families of their loved ones that they lost.
Okay.
From
now,
the people's
out going,
the voice of the people.
Right. And now we're going to talk about Briggs. Alvin Briggs. Alvin. Hey, Alvin. Hey, Alvin, you're going to Lucian Johnson. He's in trouble. He suspended the grand jury, found out that his main witness, Cohen, lied through his teeth and was a fraud all the way around. He didn't do his due diligence. He was listening to his puppet master, George Charles, and now his career's over.
Stormy lied, Avente lied, Cohen lied. They are just so
Stormy
terrible.
Daniels admitted that she had no affair.
You cannot cover a lie. You
Stormy
can never
Daniels
lie.
Admitted.
You can never remember your lies.
Yeah, because you can't remember. Stormy Daniels admitted that she didn't have any affairs with Trump. Cohen had a letter saying that he's the one that gave out of his pocket $130,000 for hush money that Trump did not know anything about, or the campaign had nothing to do with it.
You know what makes it really bad is they burn Trump fiscally. Because every time they do this bullshit on him, he has to shell bucks out for attorneys for bullshit. He should sue these people so he can recoup the dinero that he gets screwed out of.
Yeah. I want to tell you something, and this is what's coming out of this, is that because of all the stuff that he went through from Russia, to the phone call, impeachment one, impeachment two.
Georgia bullshit. You know,
he is the most.
The crap he did in Mar-a-Lago, the subpoenas
that
he's serving with Eric and Don and everybody else. It's goofy. You know what? You know what? Who suffered really bad in this whole incident is they raided Mar-a-Lago and they raided Barron's environment, and they destroyed everything. And I think that's
And they also took Melania's panties and sniffed and do other stuff.
And they went crotch sniffing. And they're pigs.
But the bottom line is, what this did prove is that Donald J. Trump, the 45th and the 47th president of the United States, is going. It's the most innocent man in the world.
Intuitive business person, okay? And they're just jealous because they couldn't achieve it.
Now, what else they need to do? What else is going on here? Is that Alvin Bragg? Yeah, Alvin Bragg, by the way, this is track record. By the way, he has a 50% increase in murders. That's not printed in this, but increase in murders that he was there. According to the NYPD, between 2021 and 2020, 2021 and 2022, crime under Alvin Bragg has increased. Grand larceny and motor vehicles, the stolen cars, 32% increase. Grand larceny, that's 26% increase. Burglary, 23% increase. Felony assault, 14% increase. Robbery, 26% increase.
You know what?
Rape, 8.5% increase. Murder, over 50%. Go ahead.
I'll go one better. This was a criminal case. Would be correct?
Right.
That he was engaged in. He withheld evidence of 600 pages, which is against the law. Okay,
That's why he's being disbarred.
I mean,
his career's over.
He's lucky
he's not going to jail.
It's nullified already.
Right. No, the case has been nullified. It's going to be totally dropped in the next day or two. He's being disbarred. He might even be arrested. This is what happens when you go and listen to George Soros.
What's his name? Schmaltz? The guy who said he was jacked up but never was? Why not together?
Smollett?
That was the one in Baltimore, the other liars.
Yeah, Smollett. It's another one. These attorneys.
You know? I don't know. It's a sad situation. I'm saying the left is doing such incredibly horrid things. Nancy Pelosi's still there.
She's still there. And Schumer. I know, but not for long.
Schumer supported Bragg.
Actually, he stopped. He pulled out. He pulled back.
Because he ran with his tail behind him. Okay.
Let's go to the next thing.
There was some guy going to run for Senate in California for Dianne Feinstein's seat.
Yeah, he decided not to. And
to support a woman by the name of Barbara Lee.
Another left-wing dingbat. But it's a big divide.
How about what the judge in the Supreme Court did, Ketanji Jackson Brown?
Yes, yeah, that's another what a woman is.
She supports abortion. She supports carving a uterus. She supports killing a baby after it's born. I mean, that's insane. Who supports murder? Who?
Democrats. Plain and simple, every single Democrat supports killing babies, killing lives, killing people's lives. They support open borders, drugs coming, fentanyl coming, killing them. They don't give a shit about anything and everything. People die in the street.
Tonight. What do they do? Drink a bottle of scotch to knock out? Because shit, they must have so much inside of them that's just burning. Shoot. Really? They lie. They get caught in lies. They're messed up dudes.
Our friend, these people were raised from generation to generation. Our friend in the chat room. Says they found Biden's bags of hair for his personal use for sniffing.
Oh, bullshit. He's got QB bags.
I don't know. That's what he wrote.
Oh, that's nasty. And anyway, little kids don't have pubes.
No.
Did you see him hold that little girl?
Yes, I know. Okay, we got a couple more to go.
What else you got?
China, Russia, Iran axis. Don't forget, Iran is using a proxy war with Syria to kill off
and the Saudis, because they're into the Saudis now.
Yeah.
Huh?
So the Middle East is heating up. It's getting more and more dangerous.
Yeah.
There's troubles. China's flexing muscles near Taiwan again. Things are happening across
the
world.
And they're doing another thing. They're going somewhere else. To play the peacemaker.
Yeah, but we'll see where that goes. But that's the axis that the Trump calls China, Russia.
How about Korea, North Korea? What they did something, I forgot.
There's a book, there's an author, he's no longer alive, but his son took over. It's W.E.B. Griffin. That's the Dirk Pitt series. They did a book that came out, I think, a year or two ago. I just read it not that long ago. In the book, Taiwan developed some kind of sonic machine that actually sets up tidal waves for defense against Chinese, from direct China, and they're doing it.
But now North Korea actually found
or discovered a weapon similar to what's in that book. So they're looking to setting up tidal waves or tsunamis to cause damage to people dealing. North Korea probably towards South Korea, most likely. North Korea has nothing to do with Taiwan.
You know what else? I read that Chicago has electric flying taxis.
Right.
Planes like water planes. Like water planes.
How about Fetterman double?
It doesn't look like him. You see the difference.
Yeah, you can see the difference. They're trying to pull a fast one by saying, because Fetterman's in the mental institution, and they're trying to do a double to take his spot, even though, because Fetterman's in the mental institution. Why?
The minute they do that, they're going to ask for blood. They're going to ask for him to be proven who he is.
Yeah. So, because if he doesn't get back into the Senate seat, I believe by the end of March, April 1st, he gets kicked out because they can't keep him isolated.
Who can get in there to see him?
Yeah, I don't know. Scott, I don't know. I have no idea.
Somebody needs to go in there the same time that imposter is standing in the Senate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
and then they
need
to take DNA.
So that's pretty much it. Okay. Now, coming up this week, we got a lot of stuff coming down the line. We got the Bragg stuff that's ending just officially. His disbarment and possibly his arrest. There's other people coming down on different things happening. The Georgia thing's probably going to end this week too. And we'll see where that goes. There's some things happening here in Florida that's supposed to take place this week. And the cleanups and stuff. We also got some issues to work with the boys, the drugs, fentanyl, and things of that nature. So there's a lot of different introduces and things going on. And we're expecting updates on the next Trump rallies, new schedule coming out tomorrow or the next day. So we'll know when the next rally is going to be. And he's going to do probably
Ted
1 week.
You know when Ted is going to be coming on the show?
I believe as of this morning, I was told either Wednesday or next Sunday, but I'll know more during the week.
Well, I want to post that around so people listen to it.
Yeah, so I'll let you know, because right now he's doing the morning chat stuff and things like that. So we're working on that. And he was invited on the show yesterday, and we again invited him this morning. And he came back and said, we'll schedule up. And once we get the schedule set up, we can start marketing.
Very looking forward into it.
That, and the same thing with Roma Downey and a few others.
Sounds good.
We were going to have John Littman tonight, but he had a show to do because he did a Zoom show.
Who?
The guy from GH. He was going to come.
Lindstrom.
He was going to
John Lindstrom.
Right.
Who's no longer a twin.
No. But we're working on him and Avery, the girl that plays his main prince, also is we're talking to just come on the show.
So Violet?
No, that's May Prince.
Oh, really? Avery Poole?
Yeah, Avery Poole.
Okay.
She's a friend. She's got a couple of friends in there. So we're working on that. But it's hard because you're dealing with California scheduling and you're dealing with stuff because they do the shows and stuff. And so Wednesday's kind
of
hard, so it's got to be on the one for me. Yeah. So Sundays
are probably. They're always on court to do their scenes, you know?
Yeah. So we're working on a few things there. But you know what? You're doing great. There's a lot of things you're doing that's really going through and that you're doing great on. I've been streaking pretty good of late, working with various groups, various programs and stuff that we're working with, because the company I work with, and we're doing pretty good. And one of the things I like about what I'm doing is I talk to hundreds, if not thousands, of people during the week, and I get the feel of the country. I know that Trump is going to be president. Again, I know that the people are not going to steal because there's a lot of people in the background working to stop that. But Trump, and this is something, ballot harvesting, the Democrats love to do it. Guess what? We're doing it now, too. We're going to do ballot harvesting around the country, especially in the blue states. We're going to follow the exact same program that the Democrats did to steal the election. We're going to do exactly like you. You started this, now you're going to pay the price, and we're going to do exactly like you. And Trump was talking about it. Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking about it. And others, don't listen to Kevin McCarthy and the bullcrap there. Listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen to Trump. Listen to Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is a friend of mine. We know each other for several years. I have a picture somewhere of me and him together. I was introduced to him by the late Dan Emmons, and we've been friends ever since on Twitter and everything, and Truth Social and elsewhere. I'm telling you, he's a real good guy. We knew he was. That's another one that's been set up by the phony Democrats and all the bullshit stuff. See, the thing is, and we started this with an idiot when we were exposing him. They call it deflection. Whatever they attack you for, they're actually the ones that are doing it. When they attacked Matt Gaetz for a sexual inquiry, it's the Democrats that actually did it. When they attacked for Trump about the outside interference, like from Russia and stuff, it was Hillary Clinton that worked with Russia. It's the Democrats that worked with China and CCP. It's Biden and the Biden Crime Syndicate. All of that. They all belong in prison cells. They should be charged as treason and get the full penalty of treason. Whether it be Biden, Obama, George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Charlie Schumer, the whole nine yards, they all belong in prison for treason. The J6 committee, Scarlett's right. All of them have to be taken down and do it now, not later. And these Congress don't have the guts, but Marjorie Taylor Greene does, Matt Gaetz does, Lauren Boebert does, Donald Trump does, yours truly does, Scarlett does.
Okay, that's five people.
But there are more in there. There's a few more in there.
Why isn't Ted Cruz endorsing Donald Trump?
He does, but he doesn't do it immediately. He will do it in as we get closer to the election. It's really far away.
About something. Brought back a thought. Okay, so say Donald Trump comes back in on the 3rd. How is he going to get a cabinet since the Senate controls who passed?
He already has, because he already has a cabinet set up, and he doesn't have. He already has people already working for him.
They won't confirm it.
Don't worry about it. He still has a team working for him, and he'll be doing it then.
Is the fence still up around the Capitol?
Not that we know of, but I'm not sure. Anyway, we're running out of time.
Okay,
we got six minutes. Don't forget, so now there's a minute different with this clock.
I know. It's dysfunctional, just like the ADHD.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say it was a great show, and thank you to our what's the name of the person in our chat room?
Bring it, boy.
Well,
and he's from California.
I want to thank the Californian for chatting with me, and thank you for the compliment. Yes, I am passionate. I'm a straight shooter. Okay, I don't think these people do shit. So, but they get paid, okay, for doing shit. This is Scarlett Butler. That was my closer of the evening. I think Congress is full of it. And there are a few that do their job, but you don't have the claws to really make mass happen here. And Kevin Carthy is a bozo. This is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America. Have a great night. I'll be back on Wednesday. Enjoy all. Bye.
Okay. Also, I want to thank Scarlett for coming on. I want to thank all our listeners out there around the world. We have about 122 nations around the world to actually listen to us, both on the radio show and our podcast. By the way, it's The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, and it's The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. And we're on many different platforms. The podcast is located on Spotify and about 20 other platforms, so you can look it up there. You can say it to Alexa or any other of those things that you can just tell it to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. It goes to that, or The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. It'll go to that. Either way, I want to thank Bring It Boy for his comments and everything that's going on in California and elsewhere in his comments there. I'd like to thank him there. And again, it's up to you as an individual to fight for what you believe in. And it's up to you as an individual to come clean and move forward in life and fulfill those passions and dreams. Nobody's going to do it for you. You guys do it yourself. And honesty is still the best policy, and the truth is out there, and we are the voice of the people. I want to let you know that we're back on Wednesday at 8 p.m. That's The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Wednesday Eastern Time, and you never know what turns up. God bless you, and have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm proud. Thank you. day, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love